He had traits of the reserved, even of the unsociable man. A slight awkwardness in bearing, a mute shyness with strangers, a hesitancy in ordinary talk, an occasional bluntness of assertion or contradiction, suggesting a contempt which possibly he did not intend. Hugh Carnaby declared that the true Rolfe only showed himself after a bottle of wine, maintained, moreover, that Harvey had vastly improved since he entered upon a substantial income. When Rolfe was 25, Hugh being 2 years younger, they met after a long separation and found each other intolerable. A decade later, their meeting led to hearty friendship. Rolfe had become independent and was tasting his freedom in a 12 months' travel. The men came face to face one day on the deck of a steamer at Port Said. Physically, Rolfe had changed so much that the other had a difficulty in recognizing him. Morally, the change was less marked, as Carnaby very soon became aware. At 37, this process of development was by no means arrested, but its slow and subtle working escaped observation, unless it were that of Harvey Rolfe himself.